Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Storm warnings are up across the Northeast and New England now, where heavy snow could fall Monday, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Now, initially, temperatures will be mild, and a lot of us will start off as some rain here along the I-95 corridor, but then quickly go over to snow, and there'll be a brief period, morning and early afternoon, where the snowfall rates will be very intense, but by the evening, everything is gone, so it's a very quick shot, but a very intense shot.
We've learned more about a shooting at television pastor Joel Osteen's mega church.
Houston police believe anti-Semitism may have played a role in the shooting Sunday afternoon at Lakewood Church. Commander Christopher Hassig says 36-year-old Hispanic female Genesee Moreno had a Palestine sticker on the AR-15 she used upon entering the church. After she was shot and killed by off-duty officers, they also found anti-Semitic writings.
We do believe that there was a familial dispute that has taken place between her ex-husband and her ex-husband's family, and some of those individuals are Jewish.
Moreno also had a history of mental illness. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Moreno's 7-year-old son was shot in the head. He's clinging to life now. Some women suffer heart problems after they give birth and need treatment for months afterward. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Charlene Gounder with KFF Health News.
More states are now extending Medicaid coverage after delivery from just 6 weeks to 1 year after delivery. And this will make it possible for a lot more women to seek health care during this critical period.
The yeas are 66, the nays are 33. The amendment is agreed to.
The Senate has advanced a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, bringing it one step closer to passage through the chamber. It may not go anywhere in the House, however. Former President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to block a federal appellate court panel's ruling that he cannot claim immunity to criminal prosecution for what he did during his presidency. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court ruled years after the Nixon administration that a former president is immune from civil liability. The court reasoned that without immunity, there would be endless lawsuits seeking money damages for matters that the president wasn't even involved in. Donald Trump is arguing that the same ruling should apply to criminal prosecutions.
Trump has been criminally charged with plotting to illegally overturn his 2020 election loss. Shipwreck hunters have discovered the remains of a merchant ship that sank in Lake Superior in 1940 during a storm off Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The 244-foot ship was fully loaded with wheat and headed to Ontario when it sank on May 1, 1940. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former state Senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current state Senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way here in the overnight with lows in the lower to middle 20s and light northwest winds. On Tuesday, those clouds stick around with our highs reaching the low to mid 30s. Winds out of the northwest continue on the light side. Could see some flurries or light rain developing on Wednesday. It's 24 at our studios.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Constitution is, I believe, pretty much every, I believe all states have a state constitution. And Hawaii's state constitution has the Second Amendment in it, literally word for word. They cloned the Second Amendment into the Hawaiian Constitution. And the Hawaiian Supreme Court just handed down a unanimous opinion that the Second Amendment in the Hawaiian, it's not called that, but you know, that provision in the Hawaiian Constitution that has the exact same words as the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment, you know, for the security of a free state, blah, blah, blah. The Supreme Court in Hawaii unanimously said that does not mean what Scalia said it meant in the Heller decision. Now, Scalia based the Heller decision. He found this one writing by an anti-federalist. I write about this. There's a whole chapter about this in my book, The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment. Scalia found, or one of his clerks found, a writing by a guy who was opposed to the Constitution. This was in the 1780s. The Constitution had not yet been ratified. And this guy was opposed to the Constitution. And he wrote about how there should be a provision in the Constitution that allows people to protect their own property. And Scalia said, see, I told you, the Second Amendment doesn't refer to militias. It doesn't refer to state-run entities. It refers to your individual right to own a gun. That was the essence of the Heller decision. It was completely ahistoric. It did not comport with history at all. Like I said, Scalia had to find this one guy from the 1780s. So this is what the Hawaii Supreme Court did. I mean, this is just incredible. This is Justice Edens, who is the Chief Justice. He said the Hawaii, he said, quote, even though the provisions are the same of the Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution and the Hawaiian Constitution, even though the provisions are the same, we will not interpret them the same way because we think the U.S. Supreme Court clearly got it wrong in Heller. Actually, that's not a quote from the judge. That's a quote from Mark Joseph Stern about what the judge said. He says the phrase bare arms typically meant the use of a weapon. Now, this was the essence of Heller, right? The right to bear arms shall not be abridged, is in the Second Amendment. And in the Heller decision, Scalia and his Republican colleagues on the court, this was a split decision. None of the Democratic's appointees on the court went along with Heller. It was all Republicans. And what they said was the right to bear arms means you have an individual right to a weapon. But as Mark Joseph Stern notes, scholars have analyzed thousands of documents from that era and proved that Scalia was just objectively wrong. The phrase bear arms was unfailingly used in a collective context describing a militia, except for that one guy that Scalia quoted. He goes on to say, quote, never have Hawaii's people, now this is from the Chief Justice's opinion, unanimous opinion, Hawaii Supreme Court, never have Hawaii's people felt that carrying deadly weapons during daily life is an acceptable or constitutionally protected activity. The history of the Hawaiian Islands does not include a society where armed people move about the community to possibly combat the deadly aims of others. He added, this is again the Chief Justice of the Hawaiian Supreme Court, history is prone to misuse. In the Second Amendment cases, the court distorts, he's talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, the court distorts and cherry-picks historical evidence. It shrinks, alters, and discards historical facts that don't fit. He even cites a concurrence by Justice David Weck of Pennsylvania, Mark Joseph Stern says, to explain that if we're only looking at laws from the 18th century, we're also looking at laws written by misogynistic slaveholding white men who didn't, in their wildest dreams, anticipate the AR-15 or that anybody would be saying, yeah, every 18-year-old should be able to get a weapon of war and just go shoot up his school. Now, the question is, you know, whether this will have any impact. Because anybody in any, you know, and I guarantee this is going to happen, some gun owner in Hawaii is going to go to a federal courthouse and say, my rights under the Second Amendment, as determined in the Heller decision by the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, are being violated by the Hawaiian Supreme Court. And, you know, where this goes and how far it goes, nobody knows. Whether this goes to the Supreme Court, nobody knows. I mean, you know, a lot's going to depend on who does what and how it gets played out and all the kind of things. And whether it will, the big question is this going to start a cascade, right? Will other states now begin saying, you know, we agree with Hawaii. And we're not going to enforce or we're not going to allow people to own guns just willy-nilly random. You know, it's we're gonna come up with a set of rules about who can own a gun and who can't and under what conditions and under what terms. And if that happens, then I think that we're looking at some very interesting challenges to the U.S. Supreme Court, because this is something that conservatives on this court have been doing all the way, I mean, arguably forever, but in a big way, largely since the Reagan Revolution, where they look at a case, they know in advance what they want to choose or how they want to decide, and instead of looking for, you know, what is the appropriate thing, what is the constitutional thing, what does history tell us, instead they're cherry-picking anecdotes and history to support the decision that they've already decided that they were going to come to. In the case of Heller, it was, we're going to give the NRA everything they want. They're big supporters of the Republican Party with their money from Russia. So keep an eye on this one. This is flying under the radar right now. But I think it's a big deal. And if you live in Hawaii, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You know, if what kind of publicity is this getting in your state? You know, just give us a shout. Up next, the Atlantic Ocean circulation is nearing a devastating tipping point. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll be picking up your calls. So stay tuned.
Thank you. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Locally grown radio
from Vesper to Clover,
we are your home. Your news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR Radio, 1320 AM.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone.
Inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 21 minutes past the hour, so a new, rather shocking new report suggests that the AMOC, we've talked with Dr. Michael Mann about this a number of times. We should probably get him back on to bring us up to date. The Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, the AMOC, also known as the Great Conveyor Belt. It takes heat from the ocean off the east coast of Africa, runs across the southern tip of Africa, goes up the east coast of the United States. We call it the Gulf Stream there, and then ends, south of Greenland, where it releases all this heat into the atmosphere, which warms up Europe. I mean, this is the reason why, much of Europe, your European capitals, Paris and London and whatnot, they're at latitudes that are Alaska and northern Canada latitudes, but they have a warmer climate because of this ocean current. And when this sucker shuts down, that's it. I mean, your ability to grow food in Europe is going to collapse. And I mean, it's going to change, it's going to alter weather patterns literally all over the world. And this new study from the UK Met Office said that large rapid changes in the AMOC were unlikely in this century. However, they suggested the tipping point could happen as early as 2025, will almost certainly happen by 2095. This was published in Science Advances. It's broken new ground by looking for warning signs in the salinity levels in the southern part of the Great Conveyor Belt, the area down near Cape Town in Buenos Aires. And what they found was that a slow decline, which is what we've been seeing since the 1950s, can lead to a sudden collapse over less than 100 years with calamitous consequences. Quote, this is bad news. This is from the paper. This is bad news for the climate system and humanity, as up until now, one could think the AMOC tipping was only a theoretical concept and tipping would disappear as soon as the full climate system with all its additional feedbacks was considered. And then they map some of the consequences of a collapse of the Great Conveyor Belt. The sea level in the Atlantic would rise by about 3 feet all around the world, inundating coastal cities. The wet and dry seasons in the Amazon would flip, probably destroying the Amazon rainforest. Temperatures around the world would fluctuate far more erratically. The southern hemisphere would become warmer. Europe would become much colder and have less rainfall. And the changes would hit 10 times faster than now, making adaptation almost impossible. It's time to take climate change seriously, my friends. This is dire stuff. And what's driving this, by the way, is the fresh water that's pouring into the North Atlantic from Greenland and from the melting of all the ice that had been locked up in the Arctic. So, all right, let's pick up your calls here. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I thought I'd try to add a little levity to this Monday.
Okay.
In connection with your earlier commentary on the Super Bowl, I'm feeling a bit of sympathy, not a whole lot, admittedly, for the red hat wearing MAGA folks in regards to the biggest football game of the year. They were on the horns of a dilemma yesterday. On the one hand, they were going to have a choice of rooting for a team that had the hated Taylor Swift rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs and her boyfriend, Travis.
Kelsey, yeah.
And rooting, therefore, for the team whose progress was being managed by a dark state psyop. On the other hand, they could have been rooting for a team that came from San Francisco.
Right.
The
Nancy
bluest
Pelosi's town.
City in the bluest state in the nation, plus arguably the gayest city in the country.
Yes.
And if San Francisco had won, then they'd have to deal with the spectacle of a victory parade through the streets of downtown Chicago that would include numerous attendees who were gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, et cetera, and the usual float in such parades that would include the infamous Sister Boom Boom and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So, you know, I can't really shed a tear for the poor snowflakes on the right. You know, their fears have come and paranoia have come true. The PSYOPs team won.
Yep.
But they really didn't have a choice yesterday, did they? The poor babies.
Yes. Yeah. Now, when the Biden administration reached out to me and said, we'd like you to help advise us on a psychological operation against MAGA using the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift, I was happy to, you know, kick in a few suggestions. George, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. It was brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
After all, I have, you know, done contract work for our intelligence agencies, so what the heck? Do it for Biden, too. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Clover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1420 AM.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeats.com.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. Biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds too many to being more fit. We could tell that they felt better and looked more healthy. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. Well, welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Donna in Decatur, Georgia. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. You know what? I wanted to say, in addition to provincialism and plantationism, we need to add the word caste to that vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
Have you read that book? Familiar. You know what, Tom? I started reading the book, but I found it to be, you know, very well written, but kind of painful, you know, between the facts and the anecdotes. It really kind of wore me down.
Yeah.
So you could imagine I was surprised when I found myself sitting in the movie. I went with a friend who accidentally bought cast tickets instead of some other ones. But let me tell you, it's the most powerful movie I think I've ever seen. I mean, it really...
I didn't know they'd made cast into a... Are you talking about cast or origin?
It's origin, yes, but it's based on the book Cast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the movie's... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ava DuVernay is the director, and she turned that book, like, if you're familiar with the book, you know, my first question was, how in the world is she going to turn this book into a movie?
Right.
But it is the most touching, most humane type of, I mean, I've never seen anything so powerful. It,
really?
You know, the people in the theater, when it ended, we were like stunned because you cycle through every human emotion in that movie. You know, if you've read the book, you know, especially as an African-American, I figured I'm going to be angry when I leave. You know, there's some anger, but there's some joy. There's the love of family. It's really very informative. In addition to talking about African-Americans and what African people suffered, it, of course, talks about the caste system in India. And we've probably heard, everybody's probably heard about the Untouchables. But I didn't know that they are called Dalits, D-A-L-I-T-S.
Yep.
I didn't know that they had like an a freedom fighter like we have Martin Luther King. They had a gentleman who basically, you know, went through that same experience. It was just so touching.
Yeah.
And they talked about, of course, Germany. And she said she wrote the book. And the story, what the director does is she takes Isabel and makes her the character and talks about what she went through to get the book written. And so it's just a very, very powerful, touching book. I think it, I mean, movie, and I think everybody should see it. I remember when I was in high school, the nuns would take us to the auditorium and show us those old movies about the people in the concentration camps, and it always stuck with me. And I think if people take, especially their younger, take their teenagers to see this movie, it'll help them to understand, like, you know, what's behind the MAGA movement. It all ties in. This MAGA movement and these billionaires, why they're so eager to form, you know, to be a part of that alliance. Right. It comes down to caste even more than race. Because race is more something that the United States goes through. But if you go around the world and see what people have gone through, I mean, it's a very powerful. I just can't. I can't recommend.
Is it in theaters right now, Donna?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
it and is it available, like, on Amazon Prime or anything like that?
Not yet. It just, it's only come out. It, well, one of the things is she did it, Ava DuVernay did it through an independent company. So it's not like a Sony movie or something like that. So it probably won't get the wide distribution that a lot of movies will get. It is worth seeing. Just hunt it down.
Origin.
And find
it. I'll check it out. Donna, thank you for the tip. You're actually, somebody else called a week or two ago and was speaking, you know, very similar to what you're, you know, just praising this movie. And I made a mental note to look for it, but I never followed up. So now I'm going to follow up. Donna, thank you very much.
Please do. You're welcome. Okay, Tom.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, everybody's comparing Biden and Trump. And, oh, Biden's so old, so old. Well, you know what? When Trump was in office, daily briefings were brought in, and initially, as they were for every other president, and he either refused or could not read them.
Right, they had to turn them into picture books.
And winnowed it down, and winnowed it down to bullet points, and he wouldn't read that either. And then it was pictures.
Yep.
And it's like, if you need a president who has to see what's going on in the world with little pictures, maybe he should go back to toddler school, kindergarten. Because that's the age level I think he can read at. I think single-syllable words are about what he can handle. So I would much prefer someone who is intelligent, educated, experienced with dealing not only with world leaders, but with Republicans in every level of his own current administration controlling things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take Biden. I don't care if he's 180.
Yep, I'm with
he
you.
He can do the job.
He could be if drooling in a diaper and he'd do a better job than Trump.
Yeah, anything could do better than Trump.
Yeah.
And so
it's amazing
the idea
the
that
standard.
There's a comparison, there isn't. Yeah. And the Republicans have got another new mailing program out there for people on Medicare Advantage. So be careful because it looks sort of like a tax form. It's T-2 Medicare Savings Program 2024.
Oh, geez.
And it looks kind of official. And you got to read the very tiniest, tiniest print that says not affiliated with or endorsed by any government agency.
Wow.
That's in much smaller print.
Of course.
But it offers all these benefits of Medicare Part B, and you'll get to qualify for $174.30 back on your Social Security check, and you'll get extra help with your drugs and all these other benefits.
Right.
Just sign this form.
Yeah, amazing.
So,
well, thank you for that, Sandra.
Obama and the other guy need to be taught on Medicare. Make them stop doing this.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree. The problem is that these companies ripped us off to the tune of $140 billion last year, and they're taking some of that money. I mean, $140 billion is a hell of a lot of money. And they're taking that money and they're pouring some of it into the pockets of politicians. And that's why there's no forward motion on this. But I'm with you. And thank you very much for pointing all that out, Sandra. Chris in Los Angeles. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hey, Tom. Great rant and excellent show today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to kind of go back on the source of Merrick Garland. Let's face it. Obama chose him as his appointment because he thought that he could get him through the Republican Congress.
That's right. It was Orrin Hatch's suggestion.
That's right. So he was trying to throw them a bone. See, whenever the Democrats, all of this where we're at today has basically been with the collusion of the Democratic Party because the Republicans are the gang that couldn't shoot straight. So if it wasn't for us, look at Ray is still at the FBI, Trump appointee. Yep. Garland was chosen by Obama to get through the Republican Congress. They returned the favor by not even giving him a hearing. And then Joe Biden basically gives him a consolation prize at being appointed to the attorney general. And he has been a disaster. Merrick Milquetoast Garland has presided over
Agreed.
Some of the most disastrous inaction, sin of omission. And I'm going to say, you know, we're talking about how outrageous this editorial that Her did on Biden's cognitive abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's not an outlier. That go all the way back. Who was the last person that abused that? And it was Comey mm-hmm. who wrote that.
Another Republican
right
appointee
before the election. Another Republican appointee who did the scathing hatchet job on Hillary before the election.
Yeah.
And every step of the way, we're like, oh, well, we can't. You know, we have to show that we're better. Why the hell do we? Does Trump ever say, oh, I'm going to appoint a Democrat so that everybody thinks I'm above board? Hell no. But we keep enabling these people, and that's why we're at where we're at today. So, you know, Biden's, you know, fighting for survival, but I'm going to be frank with you, and I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. He is snatching defeat from the jaws of victory by doing things like refusing to pivot on some of the real important issues of the day. You know, he's locked tight. Blinken has been an absolute disaster. He thinks he's the Secretary of Defense. He's the Secretary of State. He's supposed to be trying to get, you know, agreements and coalitions built, you know, not going over there and acting like the second stringer, you know, for, you know, the Defense Department.
Yeah.
So I just got to say that until Biden jettisons some of these lead weights, we're in a nosedive right now, and I'm telling you, that's even with Trump on the ropes, because we keep holding on to maybe it's going to be better tomorrow.
Yeah, or we'll play nice, and everybody will respect us, and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, I totally get it, Chris, although I am a fan, actually, of Tony Blinken, but I am not a fan of Merrick Garland. I mean, he made one good decision, and that was picking Jack Smith. But he should have done that 2.5 years earlier.
And a half years ago. Amen. Yeah. Milquetoast Garland is the disaster.
There you go. Chris, thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. It's the Tom Hartman Program. your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90%, including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hello. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Elizabeth in Chandler, Arizona. Hey, Elizabeth, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First time, long time.
Thank you.
And I wanted to comment on the Hawaii Second Amendment issue.
Yeah.
And my point is, I think it's a fabulous thing because even if it's not successful, I think it shows that we're going to fight the way they fight, but we're not going to cheat, but we're going to use all the power we have for the good that we believe in, too.
Yeah.
So we're not just going to sit back and just take it. Do you know what I mean by that?
I do, and I think that if the Bill of Rights and the Constitution was all about guaranteeing the individual freedom of Americans, which is the conservative pitch, then what about the individual right to live your life without getting shot?
That, too. But overall, that we're not going to sit back and be the quiet progressives or liberal side of the balance sheet and say, oh, we can't fight back. Yes, we can.
Yep.
And this is how it starts, even if it's not successful. I think it's a good opener for others.
I agree.
And it's just overall great.
That's my hope, is that thank you very much, Elizabeth. I hope this spreads all over the country. Thank you very much. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, a couple of observations about Donald Trump's woes in the courts. The first one is Judge Engoron's ruling is like about 12 days late.
And that's because he's looking into this possibility that what's his name, Weisselberg, committed perjury.
Yep, and that doesn't bode well for Donald Trump at all.
Nope.
I'm thinking that if what Letitia James was looking for was 360, 370 million in penalties, I could go like 500 million if there's perjury. We'll have to see, but the fact that it was supposed to be the end of January, and we thought it might be out last Monday, the 5th, this is the 12th, and no ruling in sight. That's the first thing. The second observation is, you know how Donald Trump is, his complete, I don't know what to call it, it's become normalized, but when the D.C. Circuit made the ruling last week, you know, that he doesn't have immunity. This is what someone on MSNBC was reading the ruling and didn't say what I thought. I jumped out of my chair, and this is what they wrote. That President Trump may have immunities within the scope of the duties of his office, but he was way outside the scope of the duties of his office. And I jumped out of my chair and said, when he did what, right?
Right.
Because everybody knows is when he engaged, incited an insurrection is what.
Correct. Among other things, by the way.
Huh?
Among other things. I mean, you know, he broke a lot of laws.
But nobody, this analyst didn't even say, are they hinting at? This is the kind of thing I used to do in school. It's like, look at this passive voice type of, of language that exists in law, where they don't really state
in academia.
Really look, exactly. It's when he did what, and we all damn well know what he did. He incited and engaged in an insurrection, and I don't know how the Supreme Court's going to dance around this thing. And you know what? What if Colorado says, "Hey, you know what?
We're going to keep him off the ballot
John
anyway."
John Roberts has made his ruling. Let's see him enforce it.
Exactly.
They can borrow from
they Andrew won't do Jack. That. I mean, you know, Jenna, what's her name? She's the Michigan. What's the name of the Secretary of State for Colorado? I'm forgetting. But in any case, she has. I saw her on TV the other day, and she was saying, you know, if the court rules against us, we'll honor that.
Yeah, they will. And
because they're good Democrats, they do what's the right thing to do, you know.
I guess so. But the fact is that the court has got some, you know, they like to make narrow rulings. I don't see how you make a narrow ruling here.
Yeah. Yeah.
While also trying to have a broad effect. They are really in a ticklish position with this. They should have never taken it up. And as a matter of fact, as I've said all along, they simply should rule it is a political question, and we will not make a ruling at this time until all the powers that be, such as the Congress, the state of Colorado has acted. They've exercised their powers, or at least what they think to be their powers. The Congress has not. The Congress has not so far.
Well, Section 3 explicitly tosses the responsibility for enforcing or remedying the problems associated with being an insurrectionist to Congress. You know, Congress can remove the disability with a two-thirds vote.
Right, and doesn't that send a message that the fact that Congress has not acted, I don't care what the composition of Congress is, the fact that Congress has not acted is a silent message to the court that maybe they don't think it should be removed.
That's right. That's absolutely
right.
That's
what a political question is that other powers could step in here before the courts do. And that's what I mean. That's Baker versus Carr, 1962. That was a case that defined political question and the six tests for a political question. When we know it's a political question, and this one is that there are powers that have not acted.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they don't act or fail to act is not the court's problem. That's just the way it is. And the fact that it's really.
Yeah, and this has to do with keeping him on the ballot. With regard to the immunity, I'm guessing that the court is just going to punt. That today is the day that Trump's got to present that to the Supreme Court, and I'm guessing that they're not going. Right. They're going to deny cert. What do you think?
I think if they're smart, they will.
Yeah,
because what,
just let that Supreme Court ruling stand. It was very well written.
There's no reason for them to take it up. It was a unanimous. It was three.
I'm with you, Paul. I got to run. Thank you for the call. Spot on as always. Biden's brain versus Trump's brain. How is the media amplifying Robert Herr's message, and why? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Snow is headed to the Northeast and New England. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
People have been accustomed to a fairly mild winter, so take all the necessary precautions. Stay tuned to your news. If you can work remotely, that's great, because we want to make sure that our roads are clear.
One man's been killed in a shooting at a subway station in the Bronx. NYPD Chief of Transit Michael Kemper.
We don't believe this was a random shooting. We do not believe that this was an individual indiscriminately firing into a train or in a train station.
Comedian Jon Stewart returned to Comedy Central's The Daily Show Monday night with barbs for President Biden and former President Trump.
We're not suggesting neither man is vibrant, productive, or even capable. But they're both stretching the limits of being able to handle the toughest
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Stewart will host the show on Monday nights only.
WQ 248 DE, CBS News Brief.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
FM.